a certain extent.
And could no work be done at all on the Sunday then?
Well, it was restricted, but again, mind on that with stock, there's a certain amount of work that has to be done. And when you think that in the early days of Christianity, a great proportion of the community would have been slaves, and if the boss had taken a Christianity and imposed a no work rule, well, it's a day off for slaves, so you must work it in that. It was carried out to a ridiculous extent, latterly though, but put it in. Only works on necessity and mercy or anything like that.
What about food then? Did you have cold food or was there?
What's that? Oh, well, I don't really know.
Some folk cooked the day before and some folk...
Well, maybe so. The detail I never thought of. Wife's still at work.
Yes, likely indeed. And so, the church service nowadays, is it shorter than it was then?
Oh, yes, it was longer. But then in the Stennis, again, Stennis Kirk history, you'll find an entry that on a communion Sunday, there was an item of expenses, ale for the elders. But when you think that they've got this communion Sunday, they would have been able to hold your service, different groups and so on. Again. So the ale for the elders was the equivalent of a cup of tea nowadays. They didn't have tea then, but just a snack. You want bannocks and drink of ale.
Wasn't there an ale who's at Knock Har?
Yes.
Just near the Stennis Manse.
But there was a ale who was closer to Kirk before that. Well, there used to be a Palace of Stennis, what is called the Palace of Stennis, a house rather bigger than the rest, where the Ballantine stayed. And I think it ended up as an ale house. And they had their best day's trading, which was the second on Sunday.
And that would they have that after they'd been to the kirk?
Well, I suppose, or when they were waiting again, when they were snack while they were waiting, and something like that. But as you mentioned, Knock Har, it was an ale house, and of course for that day, either walk or ride on horseback. And some man, he tied his horse at the door, more than waiting for a drink, and some boys for Barnos shifted his horse, took a young horse over the field, and tied in place of the shaggy horse. So the effect can be better imagined than described.
So were there a lot of alehouses then? Was there...
Oh, it's only five in Stennis, I think. Again, I had an order somewhere, but I don't have it here. Uh-huh.
And folk would brew at home, of course?
Well, to shift to schools, there's a story of one place where the wife kept an alehouse, but she also kept a school, or did a school teaching kids the elementary stuff. But the opinion telling the story, well, if somebody came for a drink, the kids were sent up to play. But the seats that the band sat on was a brie brie. Do you know what that is?
No,
you
don't. I don't.
Anyway, in the hill, you find tufts of grass, growing, and well, they grow in lumps, but maybe 2 feet in diameter and so on. And again, difficult to describe, but if they were dug out and dry, you ended with something rather like a buffet. And this was the kids, with the kids' seats was this.
John Firth describes it in Reminiscences and Not Me Parish.
Oh, yes. And I tell the folk of Scarabree, well, you've seen Scarabree as well as I, and the stone furniture and so on like that. And they point out the seat next to the door at the back of the fire where the head of the house was But that, they should have a feel like that on top of that. Even when sitting on the bare stone, you'd have a feel rather like this Burry Bray, mm-hmm. which is more or less a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
And I, suppose, I say they should have that to make it more understandable. Likewise, the beads would have been in a what, straw of some kind.
Yeah,
well,
we tell
the fuck
that, but you
can't
keep it on
your own. It'd be quite nice just to see it, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, in the new bit, the new Scarabrea that they've built at the back of the...